with the Word of God. If you have your Bible, you'll be turning with me to Luke, the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 20, going down to verse 22 for your reading. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, and which was laid at the gate full of sores, and designed to feed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried to carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. Now, the reading will go on down through the rest of the chapter there, but we'll just stop right there and give you a subject, and that is this morning. Our subject is that don't wait until it's too late to pray. Don't wait until it's too late to pray. Here we have, you know, the rich man. He died and he found himself in verse 23. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes in torment, seeing Abraham afar and Lazarus and in his bosom. And he cried out and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his tongue, his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in torment in this flame." Notice now, he's in torment in this flame. But notice what Brother Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is in comfort, and thou art in torment." Our subject is, it don't wait until it's too late to pray. And besides all this, between us and there's a great gulf fixed, so that which would pass can hence not come, neither can they pass to us. There's a great gulf fixed, and you can't come over here, and I can't come over there. So you understand now. So if you're on that side, see, after death, our life is sealed. Yeah, so then he said, notice now, in verse 27, then he said, "I pray thee." Now, can you imagine now? Here the rich man finds himself having need of prayer. "I pray thee, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house." Now, I need you, Abraham. I know you, if you can't help me, at least send somebody to my father's house. Because I have five brothers, that he might testify unto them who come into this place. I got five brothers who are on their way. They're coming to this place also. When death knocks, you got to show up, you see. Death will surely come sooner or later. So you need to be ready. All of us, we need to understand a lot of young folks are leaving him. Death doesn't have any ages. So you need to understand, don't wait till it's too late to pray. Too many young folks seem to be taking out and checking out. Don't wait till it's too late to pray. Here's a good example of a rich man. Doesn't make any difference whether about him being rich or not. He could have been a poor man, but he found himself down in hell in torment, lifted up. But now he had five brothers back there at home. He had his memory, his memory wasn't lost, but he was feeling the pain of torment in hell, down there in torment. He's found himself, and he said, Father Abraham, would you send somebody back there to tell my brother they don't want to come to this place? We need to tell somebody. You need to shun the evils of that tormented place. You need to shun the evils of the tormented place called hell. So that you need to be sure to get your life right on this side, so you know that you'll have a good home on the other side. Somebody, waiting until it's too late. Somebody waiting on the deathbed, or they're waiting until they get old to pray. You need to pray now. You need to be constantly prayed up. You need to stay prayed up. It's so important that we stay prayed up. Notice now, he said, Father Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophet. If they don't hear them, they will not hear somebody coming from the dead. We have the preachers preaching the gospel of Christ, trying to get you to obey the gospel of Christ, trying to get you to come to the obedience of the gospel of Christ. And somehow you are listening to the radio and have not surrendered unto Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender. You ought to come unto Jesus before it's everlasting too late. The rich man waited till it was too late to pray. He tried to pray down in the depths of hell. He tried to pray in torment.
torment. You see, we need to understand that you need to get your life right before death catches you, because death will catch you one day. We all have an appointment with death, you see. So we need to all have an appointment with death. So it's important that we make sure that our life is right before death comes.
Death will surely come. It was too late, you see. It doesn't have any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether you're young or old. Death will, we have an appointment we got to keep, you see. For the faithful and the unfaithful, and for the members of the Church of Christ and those that are not members of the Church of Christ, you need to obey the gospel of Christ. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. You need to get saved today. God sent his only begotten son to redeem man, to save man, to keep us out of that eternal place. So don't let it say that it was too late. Don't wait till it's too late to pray. The rich man waited till it was too late, but he remembered. Or we got some family members that have not obeyed the gospel. We got some family members that are still at home. You ought to get out of the kitchen, get out from the TV, get out in front of the radio, come on down to the Church of Christ and obey the gospel of Christ, begin to live for Jesus. Don't wait till it's too late to pray, because we have an appointment to keep. And one day we'll have to keep that appointment. An appointment with death. I wonder how you will stand when you come face to face with death. We don't know where death is, but we know death will come. Because we've all been to the cemetery. We've all left loved ones. Don't let it be said that it was too late. What about you today? Obey the gospel of Christ and come unto him, all you that labor and are heavy laden, that you might find rest for your soul. God has given you his word. Save your soul. Don't wait till it's too late.